This week, we've been hearing about fatigue among air traffic controllers who often work graveyard shifts. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has it that some 15% of Americans do shift work outside the standard 9-to-5. That's true of many of us here on Morning Edition, which makes us that much more curious about others on the night shift. A call out on Facebook got us more than 2,000 responses, and we called a few of them back.
My name's Colin Lowry. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. I found this really great internship doing computer troubleshooting work.
My name is Tina Nguyen, and I am a family medicine physician who is currently in the military. I am a captain.
My name is Paris Huang. I am an international broadcaster of Voice of America's Chinese service. We have to match to the Asian's prime news time.
My name is Alan Inestrosa. I'm a truck driver for a road construction crew. Sometimes we work night shifts, sometimes we work day shifts.
In the daytime, you know, you always have like a professional environment, but in late shifts, you can be more yourself.
We've got a pretty good crew at night, so we keep each other awake by playing games. One of our techs actually brings in his Xbox, and we play You Don't Know Jack.
You would seem that when you get home, it'd be really easy to fall asleep, but it's not always the case anyways, because it's morning, you know, the light's coming in. So when I get home, I probably don't even fall asleep till about 3 or 4 hours after my shift.
I used to try to drink some alcohol, like red wine or something, that could help me fall asleep, but I figure out it's not really healthy that way. And I tried to take pills.
I'm against that. Sleep comes naturally to me, I guess. I don't understand people that need to take nighttime aids. Besides, if you see those commercials, they've got some side effects, like nighttime wackiness.
Being a 19-year-old kid in college, you know, people expect you to go to parties, things like that. Hey, Colin, you want to go to a party on Saturday? Nope, sorry, I have to work all night. Luckily, I found some friends who have the same schedule as I do, and we basically just hang out in the wee morning hours, and it's about the only interaction you get.
I have difficulty staying asleep sometimes, because just because you're on the night schedule, your kids aren't on that same schedule, and when they say, hey, Dad, come on and color with me, can't really tell them no. That's the reason I do what I do, is for love of my family.
When I wake up early in the morning,
late shift workers Alan Inestrosa, Colin Lowry, Paris Huang, and Tina Nguyen. They were just a few of the 2,000 listeners who wrote us on Facebook. You can read more at the NPR Facebook page and read an essay by one of our own producers about his experiences overnight. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.